Aleichu, Chelek Beis, Shin Samech Zain, Vad Shvi'i. Chazal Sein Brachois Daf Yud Beis. Koil Shloi Amar Emes V'yatziv Shacharis V'emes V'muna Arvis V'yatzai Deich Avosoi. If a person read the Shema but did not follow it with the Bracha V'emes V'yatziv in the morning or Emes V'muna as it's formulated in the evening, he has not fulfilled his obligation. HaPoyisikim mislabetim baze, del eze chiyuv medubar kan. The Poyisikim deliberate in dilemma here, which chiyuv? He's already recited the Shema. So if he doesn't say the bracha that follows it, which chiyuv is he not yoytze in? In brackets, in betur siman samech vav. The author has his own answer. Ulay lo nit'ein nagid. Perhaps we can say, shehakavana lemitzvas kabalas oil melchus shemaim shebikias Shema. What the Gemara means is that even though a person's read the Shema, if he has not followed it with Emes V'yatziv or Emes V'emunah, he hasn't quite fulfilled the mitzvah of Kabbalas Ol Melchus Shemayim. Unva'er, let's explain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Choy Samoy Emes, that's a Gemara in Shabbos, I think Daf Nun Hey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's seal is truth, the Kabbalas Ol Melchus Seitzei Chalyes Amitis. And this act of being Mekabal Ol Melchus Shemayim has to be also Emes. Of course, there are different levels of MS. Al ha'ikef shel MS shebekabalas melchusei amadu bevayadim akudmim. As far as the extent, how much it encompasses this MS of kabalas melchusei, that's been the subject of the previous vayadim. Ve'acharei akul, but after everything has been said, adayin yesh makom lekarev es MS yisrael letzmeinu. There's still room to draw the truth closer to us. Harei karanu shelosh shesaper shiyos. We just recited the three parshiyos of the Shema. But kama shomanu yisan bechavanas alev. No matter how we said them with kavana, aval seif in parshiyos batira v'rele sherinu. At the end of the day, these are parshiyos that are taken from the Torah, three paragraphs. They're not our own words. Uchadei shakabalat yeh mamash kabbalah atzmis shelanu. In order that the kabbalas Ol Melchus Shemayim should be truly our own, aleinu lehagid ulvate oisah v'lshenenu anu. We have to say it and to express it in our language, in our expressions. Zeu emes v'yatziv. And this is what Chazal did for us. They express the content of the Shema in the bracha that follows it. That's the answer of the Mechaber. He goes on to explain it now, to elaborate on it. Birkas hagi'ula ha'meschila be'emes v'yatziv hi chazara al shloshes ha'parshiyos shel k'riyas Shema. We say in the same point again. This bracha of Geula that concludes with Goal Yisrael, it begins with Emes V'yatziv or Emes Menachoin, Emes V'emuna, is a repetition of the three parshiyos. Mi Emes V'yatziv ad Ein Elokim Zulasecha, that part, immediately after the Shema up to Ein Elokim Zulasecha, hi hachazara ala parasha rishana, it's repetition, in our words, of the first paragraph of the Shema. Hapasuk harishain nikba bilshon chazal shi leshainenu b'mishpat zeh. So the first pasuk, the Shema Yisrael, is formulated by Chazal, which again, they are, so to speak, our proxies, our representatives. They it's considered as if we're saying it in our words. In this sentence, Emes Elokei Olam Malkeinu Makbil Hashem Elokeinu, that corresponds to Hashem Elokeinu in the Shema. Tzur Yaakov Mogein Yish'einu Makbil Shema Yisrael, Yaakov Yisrael. So it corresponds to Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad. That's the first part of the bracha. Then haketa ezras avayseinu ad umibal odecha einu lemelech goyel umishiyah. So that part, ezras avayseinu, up to there, makbil laparasha hasheniyah. It corresponds to the second paragraph of the Shema. Haparasha mev'eres hagalus v'achurban v'yeshua miminu. That paragraph explains the galus and the churban and then the salvation from it, v'amishpat v'yeshua unuseh ha'keta hazeh. And in Ezra v'yiseinu, from there, you see that there's judgment and salvation. V'aparashai kabbalas oil mitzvois, of course, the second paragraph is about kabbalas oil mitzvois, v'elea anu mechovnim omenu. This is what we intend, this is what we have in mind, when we say, ashrei ish shishma lemitzvoisecha, v'seira secha odvarecha yosim al libo. An emphasis on the mitzvois in the Ezra v'yiseinu. Then mikan ve'elach after mibaladecha anu ma'arechim b'tzias mitzrayim. Then we speak about b'tzias mitzrayim at length. Shezeu inyan ha'parasha ha'shelishis. That's of course the theme of the third paragraph of the Shema. Uva anu meseimim b'rkas ha'geula. And that's how we conclude Goal Yisrael. In brackets, re al kol ze b'sidur shel ha'goy Rav Yaakov Emden. So all of this discussed in the sidur of Rav Yaakov Emden. And in other brackets, Besidur Otzar Tefilo is Muva. It started over there. Kishishasa HaTo'arim. These 16 terms, Mi Emes Ad V'Yafe, Emes V'Yatziv V'Nachon etc. Ad V'Yafe, Makbilim Le'Shishasa Pesukim Sheshtei Parashei Esrei Reshonot. They correspond to the 16 verses of the two first paragraphs of the Shema. V'Yesh Haskama Azeh Mehagra. So we see another hint to the connection between the bracha that follows the Shema and the Shema itself. Birkas HaGeulah Meschila Be'Emes V'Gomeres Be'Goal Yisrael. So this bracha begins Emes, Hashem Elokechem Emes, and it ends Goal Yisrael. V'nei Klal Hu Bivrechois. We have a halachic rule, Shachasimah Tzicha Lios Me'in HaPesicha. The conclusion of the bracha has to be like its beginning. U'makan HaKesher Ben Emes U'Goolah. So what is the conclusion, what is the connection between Emes, the beginning, and Geulah, the end? Be'echach aleinu lehavin. Necessarily we have to understand. Ki ha'emes hu haschalta de geula. Simply because of this rule that the end must reflect the beginning. Emes must be the beginning of geula. Bizgalus ha'emes hi maschila. The geula begins with the revelation of truth. Ushloishes parashiyos shel kiriyas shema. Ve'achazar alehen. So reciting the three paragraphs of Shema and repeating them in the bracha. They are a process of revealing the truth all the way to Geulah, to Goal Yisrael. We hear about Hashem's oneness. Umkablim Oyisoy, and we accept it. Ad ha'ava b'chol lev, v'atira b'lev, to a point where a love of Hashem is in one's heart and the Torah is in one's heart. Misham lekabalas ol mitzvois, the second paragraph, we accept the mitzvois. Sachar va'oinesh shelhen, we discussed the reward for them. Misham, the third paragraph, Litzivus Alev, the stability of the heart, its fixity, in brackets, Tzitzis, Litzias Mitzayim. Uchedei Sha'emes Tiyem Metzius Mamashis Etzlenu, as we said at the beginning of this Vaad, in order that this truth should be a real, should be reality for us, should be tangible, Anu Chuzim Al Kol Zeh B'Lashonenu Anu. We repeat the whole concept with our Lashon, in that bracha. Le'an Nagia B'Malach Zeh, where do we get to with this process? Omar Miyechanon Ezu Ben Oilam Abba, Zeh Asomech Geulah Lisvila Shel Arvis. Person goes immediately from Goal Yisrael into Ma'ariv, into the Amida. Rashi comments, Zeh Asomech Vechol Sheken Deshacharis. Rabbi Yochanan said Tfila Shel Arvis, all the more so in the morning. The Ikar Geulas Mitzayim Beshacharis Abba, the essence of the Geulah was in the morning. Vechole. Then Rashi continues, Vamrinan Mivrachos Yerushalmi, Isatz Yerushalmi, Ki Mishe Eino Asomech Geulah Lisvila, Lemahu Domeh. We compare a person who does not go from Geulah immediately into the Amidah to the following. Le'oyhavoy shel melech, a friend of the king, sheba v'dofak al pischo shel melech. He came and knocked on the door. Yatza melech umtzor shiflik. The melech comes, opens the door, and finds that the person who knocked has gone away. Afuiflik, so he also goes away. That's, of course, not good. Ela ye adam mekrev lamakoyim baruch elav. Rather, what a person should do is draw Hashem near to him. Umeratzeu betushbachois vekilusin sheyitzias Mitzrayim, and praise Hashem with a description of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Vehu miskarev elav. That causes Hashem to come nearer and nearer. Uvoidoi karev elav yesh lo nitbo tzerachav. And while Hashem is close, then we go into the Shmoneser, so to speak. That's the king is there. While he's close, then we ask for our needs. From Brachois Dav Daled. Vehu nifla. Shall Yaday Shemarachim Mitzias Mitzrayim Mekrevim Es HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamash Eleinu. Made this point before. By elaborating Mitzias Mitzrayim, we bring Hashem close to us. Ad Shu Kivichol Oimed Etzlenu. It's as if Hashem is standing right next to us. Be'omenu Goal Yisrael. And then we ask, as the Gemara says, we ask for our needs. Harezim Me'eina Geulah Hasida Mamash. It's like the ultimate Geulah Mamash. To conclude, Ma Gedolim V'Niflaim Inanei Birkos Kiyas Shema U'Farshiyos Kiyas Shema. There are so many profound concepts here in the brachois and the paragraphs of Kiyashma. V'cham aleinu lismaser ulechaven bahen. How we have to devote ourselves to devote ourselves to concentrate properly in them. Adkan.